Hey, this is Meredith's husband. I've got some SEO advice for you, but I'm going to keep it really simple so that you can understand it, so it makes sense, and most importantly, so you can actually use it. So I wanted to do a kind of spur of the moment podcast episode this week, and I wanted to talk a little bit about privacy because in the recent news, well, as you know, there's been some hacks. People talking about some websites have been hacked. Mm-hmm. The website 23andMe was hacked. That was in the news recently. Yep. Supposedly, there was this whole second hack, something different.
Oh, really?
The state of Maine was hacked.
What?
Saw this in the news. Yeah, whatever
a computer. State?
Yeah, the state of Maine. Sounds weird. The state of Maine was hacked.
Wow.
So some vendor that Maine uses to, I don't know, do something with their residence information, the personal information of 1.3 million residents of Maine. And that's how many residents there are in Maine, roughly.
Holy
pretty close.
Son.
So,
you know, there's a question because a friend of mine asks, he's like, oh, well, you know, if it's all that stuff online is safe.
Oh, none of it's safe.
Nothing
none
is,
of it
safe,
is safe,
right?
It's not a matter of if, but when. Every site is going to be hacked. Any site that has any sort of user data is going to be hacked.
Right.
It's not a matter of if, it's just when.
Right.
So I wanted to kind of just share my thoughts on how you can, what I do to protect against that.
Yeah.
Because what happens in that situation, and I'm not a hacker, I don't know these things in detail, but I know that commonly what happens is a hacker will gain access to a site.
Yeah.
They'll get your user information.
Yeah.
They'll get your username and password and some other information. And they'll go to try out and see, hey, what other websites have that user account? So whatever your email address is, that's your user account. Do you have a user account on Amazon, on Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube, on Chase Bank, on
eBay, on Etsy, on
all sorts of things. And then when you do, when you have the same user account and you use the same password, I know you've heard don't do that. Don't do that. And don't cycle through two or three different passwords. Do you know how long it takes a computer algorithm to try two or three different passwords?
0.00000
A millionth of a nanosecond. Yeah.
There you go.
Not long.
Right.
Always use different passwords.
LastPass?
What
pass?
I do. I use LastPass. I like LastPass. LastPass has been hacked multiple times. But if you use something like LastPass, make sure that you turn on what they call double authentication. So even if somebody hacks in and steals my LastPass, all the information I have in LastPass, it's encrypted. They can't read it. They still need to use my, you know, the little authenticator apps, or they send me a text message. That's double authentication. And so only I can unencrypt that information and actually use it.
Note to self. I'm writing it down. Hold on.
And also, just FYI, passwords are going to be a thing of the past before too long. It's all going to be like this sort of double authentication. It's all going to be reliant upon our phone and our fingerprint. When you log into a website, it'll say, hey, check your phone and say this is you. It's going to be that sort of activity instead of passwords. That's here already for a lot of.
Everybody has all of our fingerprints and faces.
I don't know how that works. I don't know when you put your fingerprint into your phone. I don't know where that, I don't understand that level, but it's supposedly more secure.
Yeah, but who?
And we're not going to have the option anyway. We're not going to have the option anyway. So, back to my point. Use different passwords.
Yeah.
What I do is I use different email addresses also.
Right.
So you can do this a couple different ways. You can have what we call, if you own a domain, you can use what we call a catch-all email account. So that means like at, you know, MeredithZinner.com. It can be anything at MeredithZinner.com, and it will go to a general catch-all. So you can put in any email account you want for any website. So what that does is when that site is hacked, remember I said it's not a matter of if, but when that site is hacked, that's you only use an email address for that one website. They can't correlate it to your Chase Bank or to wherever else you are. TD, or Citibank.
Citibank.
Whatever.
Bank of America.
Places, but my point is, places where you really don't want hackers getting right. access to, right?
Right. So, for example, I would have, if I were to go to buy a ticket on United, then I'd have United yeah. at Meredith Zinner.
Well, you can use any naming scheme you want. So it could be United. It could be – you could use some combination of United and the numbers or – you know, don't make it – I wouldn't make it too predictable, right. but something you can remember right. easily. Also, the reason I started doing this was for spam. So if I started getting a bunch of spam at FreshBooks at mywebsite.com, I know, oh, hey, FreshBooks is selling my stuff and I can – yeah.
That's right.
And that's something else. That's not private. That's – no, it is privacy related, but it's not – not related to what we're talking about here. So
right.
that's one thing that I do, I like to do, because I just think everywhere, every single website I've ever logged into and created an account, if they haven't been hacked already, they're going to. And one thing I like about LastPass, you mentioned LastPass, is they give updates on when websites are hacked. Like they will say, like if you have an account at, say, FreshBooks, and you log it, you go to your LastPass will say, well, hey, FreshBooks was hacked recently. There was a breach. You should change your password.
100%.
Anyway, and I wanted to relate this, of course, to Google. Not SEO exactly, but to Google
roads to Google.
All leads do road to Google.
Yeah.
Because the one thing I always hear in terms of privacy and like the big companies like Google and Facebook and Amazon and Apple is that Google is the evil one. They're keeping all of your search history.
Yeah,
they're
why
keeping
is that?
It all. Okay, so this is comical to me. For one reason it's comical, and another reason I'll get into in just a second why it's not something to worry about. Yes, of course they do. That's what they do. That's what Google does. They're a search company. Can you imagine if you went to your dentist? And I think of I just went to our dentist, by the way.
I was just going to say, everything okay?
Ed says hi.
Hi.
I've got your mouth guards.
Oh, yes. Fantastic. Yeah.
So you go to your dentist, and every single time you go to your dentist, they've totally gotten rid of all of your dental records. They have no idea what cavities you've had. They have no idea anything for privacy. Yes,
which
of course.
Teeth are yours?
Of course, Google keeps your search history so right. that they can make your searches better. That's what right. they do. That's their right. business.
Right.
Now, if you don't like that, I understand. You can turn that feature off, and I'll tell you how. But you can easily. Google has a very nice privacy center.
Incognito
that you can go.
Mode.
Incognito does not do that exactly. Incognito will not maintain a cache like a normal browser window will do.
That means that all my lop-eared, long-haired rabbit searches
right.
will be public.
If you want to do searches and keep them totally private, I would recommend a browser like DuckDuckGo is a privacy browser. Remember
Duck,
Epic?
DuckDuckGo?
DuckDuckGo
like
is
spelled
a...
spelled like DuckDuckGo?
DuckDuckGo. Yeah, just do a Google search for DuckDuckGo.
Duck, like, not
yes.
duck.
Yes, duck, okay. Yeah, like the game, duck, go. Yeah, yes.
Duck, duck, goose, not duck,
right.
duck,
okay.
go.
Well, we had a
duck,
different
duck,
childhood.
Go? Goose, duck, duck, goose.
It's a privacy browser. They have their own search engine. I don't recommend using their search engine. It's not great as search engine, but they have a browser, and it's privacy-minded. Another one that I like more is called Brave.
Yeah, that's
Brave.
What we use.
Brave browser. Yeah, we used mm-hmm. to use one called Epic, which is no longer support. It doesn't work anymore. But Brave is built on the same open source code that Chrome is built on, the browser Chrome.
Yeah.
So Google did not develop Chrome. Chrome was, there's a browser that's made with open source coding called Chromium.
Hmm.
And it's just like, it's just like Chrome, except that Google added a whole bunch of features on top of it, probably for tracking purposes and advertising
sure.
purposes. Yes. But like I was saying, Brave is another one also built on Chromium, but Brave was created by the people who created Firefox, Mozilla Firefox.
Yeah.
They used to have a suite. Yeah. You can still use it, but the people who were responsible for it have left and since created a new one called Brave. I like Brave. I use a combination of the browsers, Chrome, Brave, and if I want to just be completely anonymous, just kind of random person, DuckDuckGo. Those are the ones I use.
You really said DuckDuckGo.
No, I didn't. I was kidding. Okay. So back to my point. If you,
I was going to say that explains everything, but okay, never mind.
If it does, not even close. If you still don't like the fact that Google is collecting your search history, and I get it, that's fine. You can go and you can turn it off. Now, keep in mind, the results that you get when you do searches are probably not going to be as good, because part of the reason that you find what you're looking for is because Google has your search history, and like there's some kind of synergy there. Now, but you can go to Google, and if you just go to the Google home screen. If you're logged into Gmail, you have a Google account, a Gmail account, your little icon is going to be up in the upper right-hand part of the screen.
Yes, it is.
You just click on that. That opens a little window, and one of the big options there, just a couple inches down, is going to say, manage your Google account. Huh. Now, I'm always surprised that it seems like nobody has ever done this, but if you click on that, there are several features here where you can manage your data history and manage your privacy. You can take a privacy checkup. You can turn your search history off. You can turn if you use an Android like me, then I think it's by default, they will keep track of your location. Apple is probably the same, but I don't know how to turn it off. Now, I remember when I discovered this the first time, I just came across it by accident, and it put everywhere I had been on the last month on a map. And my immediate thought was, oh, that's so cool. And then my second thought was like, wait, no, it's not.
No.
You can turn that off. You can turn all these things off, is my point. Google is very transparent. As far as I know, they are the most pants transparent of the major.
The most pants transparent?
They're that also. compare this to the privacy settings on Facebook, where good luck finding them because they change every week. And
yeah,
Google is exactly. Also, I'm
you
sorry.
Update one, and they're like, we've changed. We've updated. Oh, there was a glitch. Like the glitch, remember that happened when somebody discovered something and all of a sudden it all just shut down?
Yeah, there's always, there's frequently stories coming about how Facebook is taking your data and selling it. And the response is always the same. It's like, oh, oops, that was a mistake. But we told Apple so they could fix it. Like it was Apple's fault. Facebook accidentally built a $40 million data center in the desert and was collecting all your information by accident.
By accident. I didn't even mean for that to happen.
But my point, I think Google's a lot more transparent. I mean, this thing is always here. It never changes. Another reason, something I don't like about Facebook is they have what they call a dynamic privacy policy, which I don't even know what that means, but that seems to suggest it changes based on your activity. So who knows what that activity is,
but in
theory, it could mean, hey, if you change your privacy settings, then that initiates a change to undo your I don't know what's happening there. I don't use Facebook. I don't really care. But I think what Google has in place is better than many of the other companies. Now, Google also has come under fire with Chrome to have more and more tracking. That is the way that things are going to go.
Yeah.
Like companies are, in order to compete, they're going to need to capture more and more of your personal data.
Good gosh. I want to say, how much personal data can one? Oh, right. Yeah.
A lot.
Remember when we just had phone books?
Yeah.
And that would say your address and your phone number?
Anyway, so kind of the point of today.
Yeah,
I do think it's wise. Check out Google's Privacy Center. See what you can make private.
Note to self.
Have some sort of method in mind where you don't use the same username and password over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
Just be protected as much as you can.
Thank you. Very helpful.
Yeah, I try.
Is that it?
That's it. You know, somebody said recently that they love the podcast because you're like so different and you're always singing in the background while I'm talking about stuff. And I'm like... That's the part you like?
Hey, Thank you so much for listening. We really hope that you find this helpful and useful. And if you do, what you could do for us as a thanks would be to, drumroll please, yes, leave a review. Yes, everybody says it, I know, but it really does make a difference. Take 3 seconds, leave as many stars, say something really nice about what you like about the podcast and maybe why other people would like it. It would mean the world to us, especially my husband. That better? All right, I'm going to try one where I'm not going to be charming.